Another threatened site within Shoshone territory is Rock Creek and the gathering that's going to be held there, and just to let people know about that important site as well.
My name is Rudy Lozada, and Eunice Silva was my grandmother, and Doc Blossom was my uncle, and they like to pray for the people and doctor for them. But I go to Rock Creek. It's a gathering we have over there. It's about 35 miles, I believe it's west out of Reno. I mean, out of Battle Mountain. I've been going there since about 1990. The first time I ever went over there to Rock Creek is Corbin took me over there, and two grandmas took me there. We like people to kind of support us over there because they want to put a dam in there. And it's an actual passage where they come through for thousands of years, as well as vision questing, praying for the people, and doctrine. It's an actual spiritual site. I think the gathering is the second week of June. So if any of you people want to come out there, we'd appreciate it to show the support, because those people, they're still not done. They're still trying to blow that up. What they're trying to blow it up is it's Eaglehead Rock. And it's the actual spot where the vision quest. As a matter of fact, my grandmother told me that she had her mother's mother was buried there, and her aunt, and along with some of the, her other relatives. They want to blow that rock, and they want to put a dam there for the mine. Mine wants to come through there and, I guess, use the water. There's not even a water there, really, and there's nothing to support the dam because I guess it's a bedrock down there, and it won't hold it. But, you know, the way I figure it, they just want to mess with it because we're there. You know, we're there having a good time and doing our prayers and everything else. So if any of you folks would like to come and support us, we'd appreciate it. You know, we do the whole thing. Corbin comes through there. He's been actually running it, you know, our spiritual leader, Corbin Harney. He does the morning prayer. We do the sweat lodge. We normally do the mixed sweat, the man, the woman sweat. After the sweats, we try to get down to the healing ponds. They have a healing pond down there, and we try to, you know, do the healings down there too after the sweat. I know Darlene does it all the time, but if any of you people want to go down there, it's a really beautiful site. It's a canyon. When I first came through there years ago, I'm from California, you know, and I'm spoiled, you know. So the first time I ever went to Rock Creek, I was out there, and I was like, get me out of here. You know, there's no showers, no running water, you know, hot water. And but anyway, as the years went on, I love that place. As a matter of fact, I mean, I shouldn't say this, but I'll die for that place right there. You know, that's the spot where they come through. I'll go there every year, twice a year. We have a June gathering and an August gathering.
Yes.
So if you folks would like to come, I can get a little bit more information on that. And we appreciate all the support we can get, because, like I said, those people are still trying to come through there. And, you know, now I heard that all the counties around there are ganging up on us. I guess it's Lander County, Eureka, and Humboldt. Is that it? Well, it's a mining company. It doesn't matter. They're just there to mess with us. You know, we're trying to have a good time. Oh, is that what it is? I know this. It's a drug-free, alcohol-free zone. When you go over there, it's just like this. We're just one big happy family over there, you know, just trying to have a good time and say our prayers and carry it on, you know, to let these people over there know, especially in the Battle Mountain over there, those commissioners over there, that we're still right here and they're not going to run us out of there. So you folks ever get the chance to go over there, come on over there. We'd appreciate it. That's all I have to say.